Okay, now if you'll turn in the same subordinate confessional standards to page 47, Lord's Day 46, let us read questions 120 and 121. I'll say the question, and you guys give the answer, please. Okay, question 120 is asked, why did Christ command us to address God thus, our Father? And question 121 asks, why is it added, who art in heaven? Okay, three things that came to thought that I pray are beneficial for us to consider. First is, of course, it's setting before us the very structure of the Lord's Prayer, which consists of three parts, which is basically the address, the preface, right? The petitions and the conclusion, or what we know as the doxology. These two questions right here in particular are dealing with the address, our Father in heaven, okay? And then the second thought I pray is beneficial is how our Father in heaven declares to us, that is, makes us mindful again of the gospel wherein and by we are saved. Let's look to this question once again and notice this, and I'll read it for us, okay? Question 20, why did Christ command us to address God thus, our Father? Answer, to awaken in us at the very beginning of our prayers that childlike reverence for and trust in God, which are to be the ground of our prayer, namely, that God has become our Father through Christ and will much less deny us what we ask of Him in faith than our parents refuse us of earthly things. I remember we did a study earlier this year, and it was on Union with Christ by Sinclair Ferguson. And when he talked, he said, "That our union with Christ consists in three things. First is of God's eternal election upon us before creation. It is God who has chosen us in His Son before the foundation of the world. And the second one, he says, is that it concerns Christ's first advent. Christ's first advent was Him taking upon Himself flesh and blood and becoming like us. He became like us in all things, sin excepted. So there's the second part. And the third part is that when the Holy Spirit regenerates us, when He rebirths us, when we are born into a new existence, and thus from that new nature in us, we began believing into Jesus Christ, not just upon Him, not just about Him, believing into Him for our salvation. He has satisfied His Father's sins He has satisfied our sins before His Father. And thus He has sent His Spirit and He has adopted us to Himself. This is from this is the working of God toward us that regenerates that childlike reverence toward God as Father. God has become our Father. That is the reality of life. And likewise, we trust Him. We trust the promises He has made to complete the very good work He has begun on us, gone in us unto the day Christ Jesus returns to take us to be with Him forever in the new heavens and earth. For Romans 8:15 says, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. And the Heidelberg Catechism number 26 fits well here, and let me read it to you. What do you believe when you say, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? Answer, that the eternal Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who of nothing made heaven and earth with all that is in them, who likewise uphold and govern them by His eternal counsel and providence, is, for the sake of Christ, His Son, my God and my Father, in whom I so trust as to have no doubt that He will provide me with all things necessary for body and soul, and further, that whatever evil He sends upon me in this troubled life, He will turn to my good. For He is able to do it, being Almighty God, and willing also, being a faithful Father. And then there was a third part that I noticed in this I really thought was encouraging. And lastly, real quick, let us not pass over our Father. All right? Yes, He is the God and Father of each believer individually. But each believer is not alone. There is a family he or she belongs to wherein God graciously works within each one particular gifts, and by such fosters in each a mutual affection for, need of, and heartfelt care toward one another. And that family, beloved in the Lord, is the visible church which we are gathered in here today. Okay, and we see this wonderfully confessed by David in Psalm 16, 2 and 3, when he says, O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you. As for the saints who are in the earth, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight. Amen. Amen.